John Hansen in for Bob Surratt on this Monday morning. Oh, boy, thank you so much for joining me here after a long holiday weekend. I hope it was nice, relaxing. If you gathered in a small group or on Zoom, at least bring you some sense of normalcy. And this is the last Monday of 2020, so that's certainly something to look forward to. But as we look towards New Year's Eve, you know, it's going to be a little different this year again, right? This is the last of these holidays we have to get through, God willing. That is, it's different. It's unprecedented. Yes, we might be alone or with a loved one or in a real small group compared to the last couple of years, but you can still do something really cool. Have a really great New Year's Eve meal, even if you can't go to the restaurant. So normally when we talk to a Pat Fitzgerald, we're talking to a Northwestern coach. Today we got Pat Fitzgerald on, and he joins us from Fresh Midwest to your door. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
And a very special thank you for sending this incredible dinner along our way. I won't eat the lobster live on the air. There's nothing worse than munching food into a microphone, but it looks incredible. I will be taking at it. You guys have partnered with Wildfire for a really cool New Year's Eve special.
Yeah, so we kept it a little small, knowing that people weren't going to go out for large gatherings. And it serves two people. It has two, so everything's fresh. Nothing's frozen. It's just cold, and all they have to do is reheat it. But we got a great surf and turf with two lobster tails on there. We've got two filet mignons. There's a red skin mashed potatoes. We have some roasted potatoes on there, or roasted vegetables on there, and two crab cakes.
Yeah, it looks incredible. And it's also fun. It comes with instructions for how to make it right so you can't mess it up, which could be a fun, almost like a date night activity, but you don't have to do all the work of trying to measure things or figure it out. It's all there for you.
Yeah, and it's exclusively with us. Wildfire's got some other things going on, too, which are some great offerings, but they partnered with us with this meal kit, which you can only get here.
Tell us about Fresh Midwest. I you know, there's meal kit services that I think a lot of people have heard of, and maybe they tried them out, maybe they've gone on and off. What makes Fresh Midwest different?
Well, so we're so much more than just a meal kit company. We're a fresh home solution. We control all aspects of the delivery. We receive the product, we manufacture the product, and we deliver it on our own refrigerated vans. We have one of the highest ratings for our SQF, and the offerings are such that we highlight fresh more than anything. So the salads, whether it's mini assortments, also for New Year's, we have some entertainment trays. So there's a jumbo shrimp party tray on there. We've got some other meat selections there, but there's a whole selection. There's over 750 items now on the store.
It's incredible. Do you partner with a lot of restaurants, or is this pretty special to team up with Wildfire?
Well, I've had a long relationship with a lot of people in the Chicagoland area. A lot of them chefs, a lot of them hotels, a lot of them restaurants. So I've known a lot of restaurants. We've got a couple partners coming on board, and we're going to release that back in January. But we're really exciting about what's to come. There's a great presence for the restaurants, not just here in Chicago, but in other areas like Milwaukee and in western suburbs.
Yeah, what I love about this also, especially with teaming up with Wildfire, is, boy, restaurants have had quite the year. It's, 2021 is not going to be all roses right from the start. So anything we can do to take out or partner with a restaurant to let them do the cooking for us on New Year's Eve could just be the boost they need to get through this difficult time.
Yeah, and what's great about our company is that we can expand Wildfire's territory or other Chicago restaurants' territories. So instead of just delivering through what I think is an unprofessional manner for like a DoorDash or something, where we control everything, we go to over, I think it's like 40 zip codes in the Chicagoland area, and we're opening up more every single day.
That's incredible. All right, so if people are already itching to get their New Year's Eve orders in, that starts tomorrow, right?
Yes, so we start delivering this specific meal kit tomorrow, and we go all the way through Thursday on it.
I just want to read these
things. I'm sorry, we go through the second on it, but we're closed on for shipping on New Year's Day.
I see. So I got lobster tails, I got filet mignon, I got crab cakes, ooh, this is good, mashed potatoes, roasted, I mean, it's the whole thing. I even saw a brownie in there.
Oh, yeah, so what they actually, it's not a brownie, it's a flourless cake, so... Oh. We top it all off with a dessert. So it's really a start-to-finish type meal for dinner. All you have to do is get whatever bottle of wine you love or champagne, and you know, with some fresh flourless chocolate cakes to finish it off.
So if someone signs up at freshmidwest.com, are they signed up? Do they have to be part of a long package, or can you do this as your first try and then see where you go from there?
Oh, you know, we're not a subscription service.
Okay.
It's as simply as put your order in before 10 o'clock at night and you'll get it the next day. We have three different time zones or time slots to deliver in, and it goes all the way from 8 to 5. And what we found is that with a lot of people being at home, they're there to receive it all throughout the day.
That sounds great. Pat, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the food. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. FreshMidwest.com.